So, the second of my three happiness quests, I chose to spend quality time with a loved one, technology-free, which, by the way, was a bit hard for me, seeing as I'm a huge fan of electronics. But it wasn't that hard. The loved one I did was my little sister, my baby sister. She's 7 years younger than I am. And what we did was we actually still played a game. And because both of us play Yu-Gi-Oh cards, still a big card game. Like, I like different games, but Yu-Gi-Oh cards, I've been playing that for a long time. So me and her sit down and ran through a few rounds of Yu-Gi-Oh. And it was fun. I mean, it's always fun. It helps develop strategy, a lot of other stuff. Positive effects is, of course, I get to spend time with my baby sister, family. But I also see it as, it helps with strategy. It helps trying to plan ahead. It's like anticipating your opponent and trying to plan ahead for what potential, threats they can be coming back at you with. Even though it is a game, it is a strategy and defense game. You have to be able to plan ahead. I have this, so they may try to counter with this, which we have to counter the counter with this. I'm a huge fan of those things, because even outside of the game, you can do that just in life in general. Helps you kind of see, at least to me, is once you get a feel for somebody, it helps you kind of essentially anticipate what they can possibly do. The better you know them, and I say this is a huge thing as far as my life, the better I know somebody, the better I can anticipate what the next move is going to be. Most of the cases, it may not even be anything bad going on. It's just anticipating and their reaction to certain stimuli, depending on what's going on. My plan on lasting well-being based on the five elements of PERMA, for positive emotion, like I said, it was definitely fun, playing with my little sister. And I will continue to do this as long as she likes playing, and as long as I'm not going to ever stop playing, but as long as she keep playing, if she ever want to play, me and her can go out and play. And that's just maybe something that me and her do, our own little thing. Now, I wouldn't say I entered a state of flow for this, because it is sometimes can be a lot of waiting going on. And at least to me, anytime I'm sitting there waiting for someone else, or even sometimes when I'm trying to make a move, I would drop out of a state of flow. I mean, that's just something that helps, that pulls me back into all perception of everything happening. I've never been in a state of flow from playing a card game, usually because we end up sitting still for a little while. As far as distractions go, because it's not like a game that you still have outside sources, so it's not like I'm constantly just sitting there doing that. I will have to stop and do something, whether it's like the bathroom, or even somebody knocks on the door. I've at least at this point, I've never entered a state of flow from playing a card game. Positive relationship. I mean, like I said, it's my little sister. Nothing but positive there. Meaning, as far as what that is, yes, it's quality time with family. I mean, there's always meaning in that, whether it's maybe seem insignificant, small to one person, it could be a big deal to somebody else. But just the meaning of sitting there spending time with family, even though we see each other all the time, still just sitting there and doing a one-on-one activity with each other. I can tell you as far as what kind of meaning that has, because not everybody does that. Not everybody gets along with siblings like that. There are some people, I've heard people say they hate their siblings. But that's never anything that I have to worry about, because that's nothing I would ever say. And I feel that's the same as, something my siblings would never say. And last would be achievement. I still say, just like I said before, it's as far as strategy goes, it helps you try to plan ahead. It helps with planning, a lot with planning, because of potential threats in the game. Like I said, you have to anticipate what they could possibly do. if you're familiar with what kind of cards they're using, you can have an idea, okay, this works this way, so I need to play in this way. And you could do that as far as just life in general. If you anticipate something coming your way, and you can act ahead of time, you can already have something planned out, just in case it happens then. And, you know, you can already have a contingency in place where you don't have to worry about it. Just like people with savings. They have so much in a savings account, and because it's in case of emergency. It may be in case of emergency fund, because even though they don't see it happening right then and there, you never know when it can happen. Or they may foresee it happening. If someone gets laid off, they have their savings to hold them on, hold them by up until that point. Just anticipating something happening. Some people, they just don't do it. They just kind of, nothing wrong with being positive, but they kind of like, oh, nothing, it's not going to happen to me. It's never going to happen to me. But then if it was to happen, they have no plan. They're not prepared. Nothing. It's like they were blindsided. So, like I said, as far as the achievement, what you get from that is, it will better you as far as planning goes. And you'd be surprised what kind of simple games, what kind of impact they can have as far as planning goes, as far as what they can have you doing. If you look at it outside just the game, you take what you learn and what you do in the game and apply that to life, and you'd be surprised how big it can be, how much bigger you can make it, just something as simple as that.